This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, yeah, don't forget, we got to change the clocks this weekend. And it's funny. We don't have to necessarily change them. Our computers do it. Our phones do it. But we still have to give you guys the warnings because you're going to wake up going, wait a second, everything looks different. See, me, I have animals. And the animals, they don't get the time change. I think it's ridiculous. I've told you guys how against I am biannual time changes. I think it's ridiculous. Pick one and stick with it. We have a petition that you can access on our Facebook, on our Twitter. It's, you know, ask Congress to end twice yearly time changes. And it's just, I don't care if it's daylight savings time. I don't care if it's daylight standard time. Just pick one. It is so stupid that we're doing this twice a year. But your animals don't know. So when my animals are hungry and they want to eat at 6 a.m. and we lose an hour of sleep, you know, well, actually, they might now not bother me till it's officially 7 a.m. So that might work out. But the other way, you know, they'll, like, wake me up at 5 a.m. going, time to eat. I'm like, no, I'm supposed to get an extra hour of sleep. Leave me alone. Like, no, I want my eats. So the animals don't get it. And then for those of us who have a stool softener, or it's like overnight, it's going to kick in. I'll get to sleep in on Sunday. I'll get to sleep in till 7 a.m. 7 a.m. for me is sleeping in. Hopefully the stool softener doesn't kick in. It's going to kick in at 6 or whatever. So, we might think that playing around with the electronics and, you know, shifting what we're doing has, all the power in the world, but our bodies feel differently. And that's why there's an uptick in heart attacks, car accidents, depression, anxiety. There's even issues with fertility. There's tons of studies. We spoke about these where pregnancy and fertility, that apparently this is the spring forward, what we're doing right now. The spring forward, we see an uptick in car accidents. This study had come out, it was in the New England Journal of Medicine, and apparently they had found that, I think they looked at, in 1988, the cost of sleep-related accidents exceeded $56 billion, including 24,000 deaths, 2.4 million disabling injuries. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that that happens on daylight savings time, but they have found a link in this article. I can't pull it up with car accidents, heart attacks as well, workplace injuries, suicide, apparently. Maybe that losing that hour is, you know, makes you groggy, tired, might mess with your medications, might mess with your hormone production, and depression we've seen. And, you know, you're like, why is it such a big deal with 1 hour? Well, because, you know, it's because we're very artificial. We're forcing our body to go through all these artificial changes. This one study in epidemiology impacted how daylight savings time affects unipolar depressive symptoms, and it's because it affects your circadian rhythm. Your circadian rhythm is designed to help you with your sleep-wake cycle. It's an art on in terms of how to, you know, navigate, I guess, waking up, going to sleep, your moods, your cortisol production, your hormone productions, and us just flipping the switch going, yeah, here, you know, we're going to, or an hour, we're just going to change it and do that twice in a year, it does have an effect. Now, when we gain the hour of sleep in the fall, the study from the University of Chicago found the benefit of 1 hour of additional sleep was comparable to the gains of lowering your blood pressure by 17 millimeters of mercury. That means if you're 140 systolic It has the benefits of lowering it down to 123 systolic, which is fantastic. Again, I think that's an overreach, but this was a study from the University of Chicago. Another study on the fall back, a 21% decrease in heart attacks. There's a 24% increase in heart attacks in the hospitals that they studied. This was in British Medical Journal during the spring forward. A 2001 study found a significant decrease in fatal accidents when the clocks fell back in autumn, opposite in spring. Other studies have suggested less gene expression when it comes to putting people at risk for diabetes and cancer. The extra hour of sleep decreases stress, inflammation. And so if we were doing the fall back, we gain more energy, alertness, you know, maybe we'll do more of a workout. Hey, I got that extra hour. So we're recommending to everybody, and remember, this was all designed, this daylight savings time was designed during the war, World War I and World War II, to conserve coal. And then what happened is states decided to either keep it or not. I believe it was Lyndon B. Johnson that then had to enact a Uniform Time Act. Hold on a second, let me get this. I apologize. Gosh, my computer really stinks. My computer's, the Energy Policy Act. Created to declare that daylight savings time begins 2 a.m. on the second Sunday of March, ends at 2 a.m. on the first Sunday of November. Arizona and Hawaii don't do this. But, you know, the problem is even though, you know, states are kind of uniform with their Pacific time, Mountain time, you know, Central time, Eastern time, there's even an Atlantic time zone. The problem we have is states, tons of them, have already done legislation to just be on one time, but some are on standard, some are on savings. See, we're right now on standard. We're going to be flipping to savings after Sunday. If you have one state with one time zone, another state and another, that starts to make it difficult. So the states, if they can't agree within the Mountain Zone or within the Pacific Zone to all be on daylight savings or all be it makes it more difficult. So wake up maybe 10 to 20 minutes early a few days before the change, which means tomorrow. Continue your exercise every morning so you don't get, you know, tired on Sunday. Eat a balanced breakfast. You should be doing this year-round anyway. Make sure you use natural sunlight to help you wake up. You know, so if you wake up, it's less hour, and you're like, I'm groggy because I got to work today. Open up those drinks. Get that sunlight in. Don't stress about the time change, all right? Just go to bed a little earlier on Sunday night. I am hashtag sick, a spring forward. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I know it's kind of difficult. There's so much going on right now. And I think all of us are kind of sick of COVID. Yeah, there's a couple headlines. I think dogs can sniff out COVID and all that. But what we really want to know is what the hell is going on. You know, are we being drawn into a world conflict? So, of course, I'm going to be giving you guys breaking news. So we're hearing that the West, Ukraine's West, has now been attacked for the first time, inching closer to Poland. Russian forces have launched multiple missile attacks, according to CNN, early today, on a wide range of targets across Ukraine. This has caused substantial damage in and around the central city of Dnipro, also attacking airports in the far west of the country. Those have been spared from the conflict. Sadly, substantial damage to the airport at Lutsk in northwestern Ukraine, that's 70 miles from the Polish border. The governor of Volyn region said four missiles had been fired from a Russian bomber. Two people have been killed. Plumes of smoke also rose from the military airfield at Ivano-Frankivsk, western Ukraine, also struck by missiles. So these are high-precision, long-range weapons, they say, that attacked Ukraine's military infrastructure. That's according to Russian Defense Ministry. Closer to Kyiv, fighting has intensified to the northeast and east of the capital after the Ukrainians successfully intercepted and attacked an advancing Russian tank column on Thursday. The front is still very active, we're being told. We also heard another general, a Russian general has died, was killed. There was an overnight airstrike in the Brovary district just east of Kyiv, which caused no casualties. Ukrainian authorities also reported a missile strike in the town of Baryshivka overnight, 45 miles east of the capital. 60 apartments were damaged, along with 4 apartment buildings and 10 houses. As we read about what happened in previous wars, you know, with World War II, we bring up World War II since there's so many parallels. You know, it seems like that, you know, we're now getting, so much more news, you know, and people are like, gosh, this is so much more bloody than World War II. I don't know, right? Because I don't think we had hour to hour, minute to minute coverage of what happened with Czechoslovakia, Poland. So in the early, you know, World War II days, it was, here we're hearing about every single apartment that gets hit, houses, every person that dies, every hospital. So it is, it does seem like this is a lot more, involved. But it's always hard to say. According to, this is so completely tragic. What I'm saying is, we can't compare in terms of, is this more of an escalation? Is this more of a military assault than what we saw Germany do in 1939? So if we have evacuees trying to flee west, and they are going to those airports, and they are going to trying to flee to Poland, this starts to make things obviously more difficult. Now, President Biden had a press release about a couple hours ago. He says Putin is going to pay a severe price if he uses chemical weapons, and he also warns that if there is a conflict between NATO and Russia, it will be World War III. President Biden only took one question, got the heck out of there. It's a shame. People are looking at Kamala Harris, people are looking at Biden. We really need, a person up there, that looks strong and says, I'm not leaving. When it comes to this, I'm here. Ask away. I have other people to talk for me that know more about that, that can maybe answer that better. But I'm here. I mean, I'm rolling up my sleeves. We're here. We're not sleeping. We're not going to Delaware. We're not. And it seems like, today he did his quick 5-minute speech, and then he tried to get the hell out of there as fast as he could. At least do this. Say, hey, guys, I am being updated by the minute. I'm going to go. Because we are getting updates. As we get updates, we're going to, I hate to leave you, but I got to go. That's not what he's doing. I wish I could be there to help, I wish I could give them some strategy. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. I don't care. Just, if you're going to be our president, there's some things you need to do, and there's an image you need to project. So the strongest words he used was he vowed that Russian President Vladimir Putin would pay a severe price if he uses chemical weapons in the Ukraine, and again confirmed that U.S. troops would not join the fight as not to provoke World War III. Biden announced Russia's change in status as a trade partner. This is in lockstep with other fellow G7 nations. They want to make it even harder on Moscow. The move will deny Russia the ability to borrow money from multilateral institutions like the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank, wants to cut off Kremlin from the rest of the world. Whether the Kremlin's going to go to China or not is a whole other story. So he said, Biden said, the United States and our allies and partners continue to work in lockstep to ramp up the economic pressures on Putin and to further isolate Russia from the global stage. So luxury goods are now going to be banned in terms of trade. So that's going to hurt the billionaires, and many of them who were made rich by Putin, and many of them might have some control over Putin. So the U.S. is going to ban Russian diamonds, vodka, caviar from entering its ports, and in return, will ban American luxury goods like high-end watches, luxury vehicles, high-end apparel, high-end alcohol and jewelry from going to Russia. I don't know if this was the, you know, Putin's going to be scared in his boots sort of move, but it's something more. America has to look like they're doing something because they don't want to get involved in a military conflict. We are already involved. You know, once we, are shipping, supplies and military equipment to Ukraine, we're already, being involved. But I do not want to see any of our troops die in this war. I don't. The problem we have is, are we doing it wrong? Does Putin need to be stopped now and quickly before it gets to the point where then it is a world war? You know, we're like, I don't know what America's hoping. Are they just hoping that Putin will just stop at Ukraine? I don't think so. I think Putin is going to hit any country that's not a part of NATO. I think they're going to amass the weapons. I think they're going to strengthen their military. I think they're going to draft more people. I think they're going to force prisoners into fighting. And I think they are going to move and expand. And so he could become more powerful than NATO. He's worried about NATO. And NATO is the one thing keeping him in check. In World War II, Japan bombed Pearl Harbor because they didn't, they wanted control of the Pacific. They wanted to keep America back. I mean, these are you could be big and bad, and sometimes that could fuel what these countries do next militarily. Now, the Russian economy has taken a severe blow. Sanctions have been placed. A bunch of businesses, Apple, Amazon, Disney, McDonald's, Microsoft, Netflix, TikTok, have stopped doing business within the country. In fact, we're going to talk about how Russia may do a workaround and take over those McDonald's stores themselves. Now, McDonald's is allegedly paying their workers, even though they're closing it down, but Russia might say, you know what, then we'll make the Big Mac. We'll call it the Big Poot. And they might just go ahead and take, they're very reliant on us, but they might just take over those operations. Sony Music Group, calling for peace in Ukraine and an end to the violence, they have suspended operations in Russia. They will also continue their support for global humanitarian relief efforts. Sources tell Variety that the company's staffers will continue to receive their salaries for an undetermined time. The artist situation is still being worked out. So Universal Music Group also suspending operations. So everything's getting cut. Food, the arts, the entertainment, luxury goods. But, Putin, he just might not care. I don't know if what Biden did today was the move to scare, to be scary. But I think what Biden needs to do, and I've said this before and I'm going to say it again, Biden's made it very, very apparent that he doesn't want to get involved. They've made a red line. Jen Psaki said, look, we are going to defend every inch of NATO territory, which basically tells them non-NATO is, not off limits. And I think what we have to do is get up there on the mic saying, yeah, Putin, if you're listening, don't underestimate us. You have no idea. We might be telling America, look, guys, we're going to be, playing it safe, whatever. But at a second's notice, if we feel like you are threatening us, you're done. And you won't even get that 1 second notice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden has announced that along with the European Union and group of seven countries, that the United States is adding more sanctions to Russia over its continued invasion of Ukraine.
Together with other NATO allies and the G7, each of our nations is going to take steps to deny most favored nation status to Russia.
Stripping the most favored nation status from Russia would allow the U.S. and allies to impose higher tariffs on Russian imports, increasing the isolation of the Russian economy in retaliation for that invasion. And as you prepare for your weekend, the price of gas has risen once again. AAA gas prices has the United States average for a gallon of regular at $4.33. Just 1 month ago, it was $3.48 and rising. The entire West Coast, plus Hawaii, Alaska, Arizona, Nevada, Illinois, New Hampshire, Connecticut, and D.C. are all above $4 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is tied with President Joe Biden in a hypothetical rematch of the 2020 election, according to a new poll done by the Wall Street Journal. Voters were divided 45% to 45% when they were asked who they would cast their ballot for in 2024. Here's a breakdown of some of the other results. 67% of voters disapprove of Biden's job performance. 52% say they have an unfavorable opinion of Trump. Nearly 17% of voters say they have an unfavorable opinion of both Trump and Biden. 46% say they would back a GOP candidate for Congress, compared to only 39% who would choose a Democrat. The Biden administration is now saying that two Korean missile launches in recent weeks were test firings of a powerful new long-range ICBM and warned that full-range testing is following shortly. The test of the missile, reportedly larger than an ICBM North Korea launched in 2017, that was capable of reaching the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, Jussie Smollett, I don't know if you saw this yesterday. He is the actor and singer, very talented, but got himself in a lot of hot water when he was convicted of faking an attack by two men who, he said, made racist, homophobic rants and were wearing MAGA gear. And it turned out that this was something that was, he was allegedly and then convicted for orchestrating this himself. Now, his sentencing was yesterday. So Jussie Smollett, 39 years old, has been sentenced to 150 days in jail. He is eligible to serve half of those 150 days for good behavior. So, he's going to carry out the sentence in the Cook County Jail. This is in central Chicago, near the courthouse. Now, the Cook County Jail has 6,000 inmates. Many of them are still awaiting trial. or also serving their sentences, and are given terms of 2 years or less for low-level crimes. I'm not sure why Smollett is not in a higher security maximum facility, you know, but he apparently, when he was given a sentence, he said multiple times, I am not suicidal. Now, some of you were like, why is he doing that? Why is he saying that? Well, I think he's saying it because if, God forbid, something happens to him in jail and people say he committed suicide, he wanted people to know, no, I was murdered. So if anything happens to me, I am not suicidal. And you saw how nervous he was. I mean, he really thinks he's going to be attacked or hurt in jail. And it's a concern. We see it sensationalized in movies. We, you know, there's been a lot of debate on what happened with Jeffrey Epstein and, you know, who was involved. But, you know, sadly, jail systems are not, I mean, look at what happened with Chapo, you know, being able to get out. I mean, there was a tunnel being built. I mean, obviously it took help on the inside and outside for that. So with Jussie Smollett, he is now inmate 2022-0310140, one of 6,000 convicts there. And he was convicted of 5 felony, 4 counts of disorderly conduct for lying to police repeatedly in January and February because he claimed he was a victim of a race hate attack. Judge James Lynn yesterday granted Smollett day-for-day eligibility, which means if he behaves himself behind bars, he will likely be released within 75 days. Which is about 2 months. Because of the low-level, nonviolent nature of his crimes, he will not serve his time in a state prison, but instead will be at Cook County Jail. It is one of the biggest jail complexes in the country. He's being held, we're being told, in Division 8, which is predominantly reserved for inmates with injuries or illnesses. So it kind of I think it has a little bit more protection there. So we aren't sure if he's going to, if he's there more for a medical issue or if he's there more for safety. He did not get any visitors today. We're getting reports from, you know, Mail Online that, you know, some of the kind of the up-to-date stuff. But it was very, I guess, telling of how, you know, people watch what, you know, happens in terms of, in terms of arrests, in terms of convictions, and, you know, Jussie Smollett, one of the first things he said was, I am not suicidal. And, you know, he wasn't being held in a psychiatric facility. It was because, you know, and he was like, look, I'm not suicidal. I don't have to be there. No, it's because he is really worried that something could happen to him. And if it does, then people are going to say, oh, yeah, well, he just killed himself. Move on. That's frightening. It is. It's a very, very, you don't want to be in jail. You don't want to go to jail. You don't want to. I don't think a lot of people realize. I think a lot of people who perform crimes, they lose it. They, you know, I don't know what motivated Jussie Smollett to do this. You know, people say, well, you know, he wanted attention, the celebrity status. He already was. He was one of the hottest stars and on Empire. He had albums. He had... There were multiple seasons. There were, I mean, I think still, you know, this didn't have to happen. Maybe he thought he was going to be helping the cause. He's like, look, this is something I could do, you know, to help the fight against Donald Trump. I don't know what he was thinking. But, you know, it fell apart. And what's really sad about something like this, and I know a lot of people think he's innocent, but, you know, he was convicted of being guilty of this, but it wasted millions of dollars, it wasted, you know, weeks of investigation, and our police officers and our detectives have bigger fish to fry. And it also, sadly, you know, if somebody is getting attacked by somebody, they're not going to, you know, stop and quote, you know, a president or a former president. They're not, you know, they're going to beat the crap out of whatever. They're going to steal. They're going to run. Nobody's going to stop and make a point of saying, I support that. You know, it just didn't sound right. And the fact that that's what was the supposed to be kind of the focus of this, you know, and I get, you know, people don't like the didn't like the previous president, people don't like the current president. I get that, and I get how some people want to, you know, look like they're helping the cause any way they can and whatever cause that could be. But what it did is now, and which actually, you don't really hear somebody walk around with a MAGA hat, you know, kicking people's butts. But now if somebody said, oh, yeah, this person did that, but he was wearing a MAGA hat, you know, people don't wear MAGA hats anymore. It just, not a lot of people did when there were the MAGA hats, maybe at a Trump rally, you know, but it wasn't something that was commonly seen anyway. And so now, again, it's like I'm so mad at the first person that lied about being raped. Because now everybody who's been raped has to now almost have that sense of people have this sense of disbelief. Well, you could be faking it, you could be lying. Whoever was the first person to lie, and why the hell would you do that, has now ruined it for the rest of us. Just like with this, sadly, racist attacks happen, homophobic attacks happen. Now, there's going to be that doubt going, well, wait a second here. You know, did they really say that? Did they? Yeah, they did. But because you have somebody that faked it, it starts to ruin it for everybody else where it really happens to them. And so it's a very, very sad situation. And it was stupid. It was really dumb. And it's a shame because I was such a fan of it. I mean, oh my gosh, this guy is so talented. He didn't have to do this. You see this. You see talented people in Hollywood do things that they don't have to. You know, maybe they overdose or they take advantage or they steal or they assault or they... Why? You don't have to do that. You didn't have to. And you know, you see people of power. Like, you had everything going for you. Did you really have to take it there? And maybe it's because they think they have this, look, you know, this is who I am. I have friends at CNN. I have friends all over. You know, I'm too big to fail. Like Chris Cuomo. You know, Chris Cuomo, you know, helping out his brother, Andrew Cuomo. I get it. You know, you're his brother, you want to be there for him. But you helping orchestrate the media? Sort of strategy? No, you can't do that. He probably thought nothing was ever going to happen to him at CNN. So this too big to fail, I think we're learning, no, it doesn't work. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess we are in the thick of spring break season. And I am looking at footage of six college students who apparently were in Fort Lauderdale, Florida during their spring break, sadly overdosing on fentanyl-laced cocaine. And we're seeing officers and first responders try and revive them. I believe they all lived. One person, though, was still in critical condition. So six students on spring break in Fort Lauderdale overdosed on cocaine that were laced with fentanyl. I'm not sure if they knew it was laced or not. They shouldn't have been doing cocaine as it is. News helicopter video shows paramedics converging on the front yard, according to Daily Mail. This was a short-term vacation rental home on Northwest 29th Court in Wilton Manors. Multiple people were found in cardiac arrest at 5 p.m. Footage from the scene shows first responders administering first aid, placing several individuals onto stretchers. Just horrifying. I believe they're all men. I can't say for sure. Fort Lauderdale Fire Department Battalion Chief Steve Golan told Local 10 that two of the people who overdosed were sickened because they tried to perform CPR on the initial four overdose victims. He said the opioid overdose-reversing drug naloxone ended up, you know, we call it Narcan, was administered to revive the victims. But, yeah, that's something we don't talk about. You could be helping give CPR to somebody who, you know, overdosed, and then you could sadly be overdosed yourself. It's just frightening. Neighbors described seeing the spring breakers being carried out of the rental home, crowded with young vacationers. They said, we saw paramedics pulling the kids out of the house unconscious while laying them on the grass. Four of the patients were taken to Broward Health Medical Center. The remaining two were transported to Holy Cross Hospital. One of the students who were taken to Broward Health had to be intubated, so that means he wasn't breathing on his own. But they were college students, healthy, young, and so the one in critical condition might be brain dead. We don't know. So fentanyl is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, 50 times stronger than heroin, 30 to 50 times stronger than heroin. And fentanyl has been blamed for the increase in fatal drug overdoses. And what's very, very sad is fentanyl a lot of times is being laced into these drugs. So people think they're just doing cocaine, or they're just doing pot, or they're doing heroin. Fentanyl gets laced into it, makes it stronger, makes it more addictive, and then sadly people overdose. They say Florida and Fort Lauderdale are bracing for triple the amount of visitors compared to last year. Students want to prepare their first spring break in the U.S. free of COVID rules. No masks, no social distancing. These kids want to party it up, and I get that. Sadly, though, you know, in light of there being a war and things like that, they might go crazy. Might be all about YOLO, you only live once. And they might do things that are not safe. Inhabitants of popular vacation spots Cancun, Miami, Pensacola, Fort Lauderdale, South Padre Island, they are going to need to be prepared as the college students descend. They say there's going to be a lot of loud music, alcohol, that's already started all the way deep into April. So last Saturday until March 20th, a bunch of, I guess, schools in Florida were on spring break. You know what I'm interested in? Okay, so my kids are going on spring break now. They're starting spring break today. And then it follows the following week. I wonder if what Florida did is make their spring break a touch bit sooner, because when the rest of the country wants to descend on these hotels, why have them all clogged? What, you know, why not, deal with that first week rush and the second week rush? I think it helps business. Otherwise, everything's overwhelmed. I mean, that's what I would do. You know, I would, if I was in Florida, make sure to have your spring break different from the average, you know, in the country, so that you still get that business as well. So 570,000 students, I guess, it appears, are going to be partying it up down there in Florida. Last year's spring break only saw 65,000 passengers flying to Tampa Bay. You can fly into Tampa Bay or fly into Miami. Tampa Bay gets you to the west coast of Florida, which is beautiful, the Clearwater, the Gulf. And then, of course, Miami, you got then the east, you got the Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale's awesome. Yeah, I know a lot of you guys haven't been impressed with it. You know, you're like, well, you know, it's more of a retirement. Listen, there's two parts to it. You gotta see the party side. It is absolutely fantastic. And I mean, you know, here's the thing. I know, you know, we're supposed to be giving warnings, and we're going to next week be giving a lot of warnings to spring breakers and things like that. And I mean, again, you know, don't do stupid. But you know, I don't blame them for wanting to have a good time. I don't. I mean, you know, I look at my college years. I spend it working and study. I needed to get into medical school. I did date. I think I went to Tijuana with some friends. You know, tried to hit L.A. when I could. But for the most part, I had to support myself, and I had to get into medical school. So I had to study my butt off. And I feel like I still went to parties, you know, but I never really did the spring break thing. You know, and it's sad because, you know, people have died on spring break. People have been abducted. I don't miss it per se, But I get that that's something that people want to do. You know, you only, you know, my youth was basically gone and hijacked because it was all about getting myself prepared for the future. And here I am, middle age, and I can't go down, you know, to Fort Lauderdale and party, you know, with, you know, the kid. My friends now, they're all like, I got to go to bed early. I need to take my medication. I can't drink alcohol with that. I have to be careful of the sun because, you know, the medication my mom will. Yeah, if you're on thyroid medication, you really can't be hanging out in the sun. There's a sun sensitivity reaction. There's tons of those. We're going to be talking about that soon. It's so cold. It was like 37 degrees when I woke up, so I really wasn't going to talk about sun stories, but we will. You know, so this is, you know, now I'm of the age where I'm like, all right, guys, come on. You know, there's things we didn't do, let's do. And they're like, midlife crisis. It goes, no, it's not a midlife crisis. It's I put off my life for my family, for my career. Now I want to enjoy life. They're like, but Dahlia, you're old. I'm like, I'm not that old. But yeah, you know, but these kids do need to realize that their spring break is a hell of a lot different than what it was in the 90s. Yeah, there were drugs. Yeah, there were drunk drivings. Yeah, there were kidnappings. But now it's worse. It's way worse. You know, I mean, nobody's thinking about COVID. You know, but yeah, yeah, you can also get COVID. I mean, it is a concern. But drug overdoses have skyrocketed. Being poisoned with drugs that you think you're just, you know, getting a joint, and you have no idea if somebody could have laced it with fentanyl. You just don't know. And sadly, you could be in these positions where things happen. You know, we have a friend of ours whose child died of an overdose, and we think that they didn't know it was the drug was in there. That's a poisoning. That's you being killed. And because you're partying, because you're drinking, you're not, you know, you're not being as aware. Rapes happen. Because, you know, you're like, look, you know, I'm good. I'm with people I trust. It's good. Stuff happens. Everybody's partying. Nobody knows. Nobody hears. Nobody, you know, these are things that I think kids do need to be aware about. So look, I don't want to be a party pooper. I want you to have fun, but have fun smartly. Be aware. Don't take a drink from some, you know, there could be roofies in it. Don't pour your own drink. Buy your own, you know, drink. Come with your own, you know, I don't know, Truly or whatever the heck that you opened up yourself. Make sure, you know, nobody's handing you a drink. You know, don't be alone. Don't put yourself in a position where you can't get help. Be very careful of, you know, just your surroundings. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.